is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the fabulous Ariane.
Hi, everyone.
Today we have some fun, weird news stories for all of you. The first one is an update, actually, on a weird news story we talked about a little while ago. And the story was about basically microchipping for people.
Right. It was weird.
It's so weird. Mostly because I would never do it.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the main... So basically what it is, if you didn't hear the past episode, it's about these tiny little microchips that can be implanted on your hand between your thumb and your forefinger. Mm-hmm. And it can, like, scan you into buildings. It can, like, unlock doors. It could even, like, hold some health information or, like, be like a ticket. So as opposed to having to print out, like, a train ticket, you can just scan your hand. So if, like, companies have these scanners built in, you just, like, flash your hand by them.
It was and it'll get you crazy. I mean, how they work is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But having it implanted in you, that's kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, I also have a pretty big fear of needles, so I would just be really scared of that.
Yeah.
That's, like, how that gets implanted into your body.
See, I'm scared about the information it holds.
That's true.
So
that's
I'm like, why do you need to know everything?
I mean, technically, it's inside your body. Yeah. So, I mean, although the thought of, like, I don't know how that works. Could someone hack into a tiny chip in your body?
I feel like because it's programmed to know, like, certain things for you, like your where your workplace is or your house key, like it to unlock, or you have to have, like, certain information as far as paying for tickets and stuff like that. So, I don't know. I'm just freaked out about technology sometimes. I'm like, I mean, you need to know.
Frankly, I just believe that Big Brother is already watching me and already knows everything about me. So I'm like,
true story.
You already know where I am at all times.
I know.
But anyway, so this is an update to that. So, we mentioned before, and this was going on in Sweden mostly. There was a big company there. But this is from the UK, and there is a UK firm, the United Kingdom. There is a firm there called Biotech. It's like TEQ. And it offers implants for businesses and individuals, and it has already fitted 150 implants in the U.S., or sorry, the U.K.
Right, right.
So this is like the Swedish company that we talked about before, but it's in the U.K. And they have implemented them, and the company in Sweden is Biohacks. And Biohacks can provide the chip, which is about the size of a grain of rice. And there are discussions basically between like legal and like financial firms and potentially putting these chips into their employees. So there's like at least one major company that has hundreds of thousands of employees that is apparently interested in this and potentially microchipping their employees.
So the company's interested in it. The employees don't know yet.
I'm not sure. If they didn't specify. It's in the
talks. Okay.
I feel like reading about this, it was kind of under the impression of like, if the employees volunteer.
Right.
So they wouldn't, it wouldn't be like, you have to put this in and you're fired.
Mandatory, right.
Right. Because that would be really shady business practices.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'll go then.
Right. Yeah. That's like, oh, so I have to get this tattoo where I can't work here. You know, like that's weird.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's strange. I mean, it is strange. The whole thing is kind of strange.
It really is.
So, there has been some concern about this, and there is, like, while technology is really changing the way that we work, I know that some people are concerned about the potential hazards of this. Also, people have been saying that companies and, like, technology in particular and technology companies should be focused on the way that we, like, change the way we work and things that are positive and not necessarily making something that can be uncomfortable for people.
Right.
You know, like, it should be focusing on, like, immediate priorities, you know? There's also a concern that staff could be coerced into being microchipped. Because, like, there's already, like, a lot of, like managers and people like that already have control over their employees.
Right, right.
You know, like, they can micromanage their staff and whatnot. And people have expressed concern that the microchips could take away some of the, like, staff's right to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And just that microchips can give bosses more power and control over their workers. And, like, it can kind of be like if you're, like, coerced into it.
Right.
You know, like, be part of our company.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, be one of us. You know, yeah. And then if you get that, people are concerned, kind of like how you are concerned, Ariane, that then the people who are, like, in control of the information on these chips will have control over you.
Yeah. And I feel like some of them are, I mean, I'm not going to say that it's, you know, oh, that could, but, like, even to use it as, like, blackmail on your employees to, like, make them do things that you want them to do for your company. And they're just like, I don't want to do that. And then they have all this information. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if that would be if, like, you worked for a company and they, like, let's say they paid for the microchip.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would pay for a microchip that also holds your health information, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if it would be different than, like, this one can't hold your train tickets, but it holds your, you know, lock to your office. Like, I just wonder.
Just keep it specifically, like, as a lock and key kind of thing.
Right, like, just the company, which would not be worth it to me. It's not worth it to do that, to have a whole, in my opinion.
I'll hold the little key badge thingy.
Right, yeah. Anyway,
yeah,
that's my personal opinion. But Stephen Northam, who is the founder and owner of the company Biotech, he has said that the 150 implants that they've already put into people in the UK have been individuals, and some of them are financial and engineering firms that have put them into their staff. But it sounds like they're saying mostly it's just individuals who have volunteered,
right?
Not necessarily company staff, but mm-hmm. some of them have been company staff. For sounds like tech related companies or companies that are like future minded, you
right,
know,
yeah,
like
you want to move forward,
engineering
with
firms, yeah, exactly. Things like that, push the envelope, really.
Right.
And it has implanted chips in this company, Biotech, has implanted chips into employees of a bank that tests technology, mm-hmm. and they've even shipped them to Spain, France, Germany, Japan, and China.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Also, the owner, Stephen Northam himself, has been microchipped. He's the owner of the biotech company.
Mm-hmm.
Also, last year, the Wisconsin-based company, Three Square Market, partnered with Biohacks. Biohacks is the Swedish company that makes these chips.
Mm-hmm.
And it became the first company in the U.S. to microchip its employees. And that was on a voluntary basis.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope it would be voluntary. Yeah. Not like, oh, if you work here, you have to have this or you can't get in our building. Oh.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying. Yeah, we don't have a keyhole in the door anymore.
Right. Seriously. So
how
you
would
gotta
your janitor
scan.
Do that? Oh, gosh.
I don't think I would want to work there if that was a condition.
Nope. Also, Biohacks, a Swedish company, they have plans to open an office in London. And it claims that 4,000 people have been microchipped. That is mostly in Sweden.
Right.
So, interesting news.
Really crazy.
I don't think I would be microchipped. I don't think it's worth it to me. I mean, who knows what the future holds? They are very tiny. They're the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, they're small enough. Like, you wouldn't be able to... I'm sure you'll still be able to, like, see the implant once it's under your skin.
Yeah.
But they are pretty small.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't see a need, I guess.
And then, see, like I said, I'm, like, all technology freaked out sometimes. But then it's, like, they have to have some kind of, like... signal or something going to them, so isn't it, to me, I'm just like, isn't that going to cause cancer in my body or something? Like, I go to the extreme, I know, but I feel like there's some kind of, like, radioactive, like, radio waves or some kind of,
I don't
something
know.
That has, I mean, to make it work.
I'll try and look into this a little more about how it works specifically.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And try and bring you guys some updates because I'm curious.
Right.
You know, like, I'm like, do I have a Wi-Fi router in my hand now?
Exactly.
You
know? No,
I don't think so. I don't think that's how it is.
Right.
But I will have to look into it. Because it could also just be like, you know how you have like a USB drive?
Yeah.
It could also just kind of be like that. But instead of having to plug it in, you just like swipe
scan it.
You know?
Right.
Like the key card that you keep. For offices.
So there's like a magnetic something in there.
Well, I don't think it'd be magnetic. That would cause some serious problems.
Right.
But
I feel like something else would cause serious problems. I'm so scared and I don't even have one.
I mean, I feel like this is like someone saying like they don't want like implants.
You know?
Like, I don't know.
Any
Who
other
knows?
Implants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, update there anyway.
Yeah. I'll look into it more. But that's the update on that for right, now. So it is coming into London.
Okay.
Just so you all know. Good luck. The U.S. apparently.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, so our next news story is about a satanic temple which has sued Netflix. And they're suing Netflix over the new Netflix series, what is it? The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah.
Which is a remake of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I used to watch that when I was younger, but I've never, I haven't even seen updates on this one.
I used to really like Sabrina, because mostly because it was on at the time when I would come home from school.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was like the perfect time for me. Anyway, this satanic temple is suing Netflix and Warner Brothers Entertainment for $150 million because the temple leaders claim that there is a copyrighted, that their copyrighted goat-headed statue appears in this Netflix series.
Oh, wow.
And I believe the statue is of Baphomet, which is a goat-headed god, I guess.
So they can't use an image?
Well, because it's copyrighted.
Oh, okay.
So it's a copyrighted statue.
So they had to get permission first and they didn't.
Yeah, that's basically the same.
Yeah.
And $150 million.
Give the statue back, guys. I wouldn't want to pay that.
Just like edit that out.
Exactly, exactly. Cover it up.
Yep. And before we continue with that story, we're going to take a break and then we're going to keep talking about this goat-headed statue.
Yeah.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. As we mentioned before the break, we are going to be talking about the Satanic Temple, which is suing Netflix and Warner Brothers because they believe their copyrighted statue appears in the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
So as I mentioned before, the series is The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which, as I said before, as well, is a reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And if you don't know about the show, in the show, Sabrina is half witch, half mortal, and she has to, in the Netflix show, she has to decide on her 16th birthday between being a human or committing her life to Satan. Which...
That took a dark turn.
Yeah, so if you know, the early 2000s, TV show... It is not nearly as dark as the Netflix show.
Yeah, no, it was more positive.
Yeah, it was more like teen drama.
Yeah.
And this is definitely darker. Like, it takes, the character ideas of it, but it's not just witches, it's, Satan. And in the show, Satan is definitely evil.
Yeah.
Which the temple also is not very happy about, because in Satanism, it's not as much... They don't actually worship anything. They don't worship Satan. They, believe in... basically social justice issues and things like that, and they go to protests and they don't actually worship Satan,
right?
But in the show, Satan is there and he's definitely very evil.
Yeah.
So the temple is claiming copyright infringement,
mm-hmm,
because there is a trademark violation. They're claiming trademark violation and injury to their business, and that's according to the suit that they filed on Thursday in the U.S. district court, and that was in New York, and they're seeking damages for their claim. And what happened, so they have this other claim that they're also out about. Because earlier in the year, the temple has a 9-foot-tall, 1-ton bronze statue. And this is also of Baphomet, which is the goat-headed god, basic character. I don't know if he's a god.
I don't. Just a deity?
I guess.
God.
Character. Like this character that is a goat-headed
character. Thing. There you go.
Yes. I'm so sorry to the satanic temple.
It's not a character.
Right. So I don't know.
The thing that
individual,
you have
the goat-headed individual
yeah.
that you made a bronze
statue. Is it a
statue
person?
Of. It kind of has like the body of a person.
Okay.
Yeah. So they put this giant statue and they actually displayed it in front of the Arkansas State Capitol to protest a Ten Commandments monument, which was there on the same grounds.
Okay.
So that's kind of like what the temple does. They like protest things that they feel are unjust.
Right.
So they did this. And then they're claiming a new like court copyright infringement.
Right.
So they do these kinds of things. They go to court about issues related to this. And they describe themselves as non-theistic. And they're really more of a political activist group, not a religious group, according to them. And they are particularly offended because their statue and their image of Baphomet, which in Sabrina is a symbol of evil... their image is apparent, is like in Sabrina, it basically represents the devil, and that's not what they're saying, what their image is. They're saying it's not the devil.
But in their name, they have Satan, whatever. Yeah. So it's giving the same impression, I feel like. That would be my argument against them. I'd be like, but you have Satan or whatever in the title of your whatever belief system.
Yeah. So. I feel like. Typically, they're trying to say, like, if you learn, if you, like, looked into Satanism at all, you would realize that that's not, like, how we depict, like, Baphomet.
Right, but the word Satan in it,
yeah.
In general, I'm like, that just sounds all bad.
Yeah.
So, for them to be like, oh, you have an image, and we don't like it. It's like, but you have a word that makes you guys look horrible, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they probably get that a lot, you know?
But yeah.
I feel like if you hear that, everyone just thinks you worship Satan.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So it's dark anyway.
Until I looked into it and then realized that's not what they do.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess they're probably saying if you looked into it enough to get an image of our statue to copy, you must have learned that we're not.
Right.
We don't worship Satan. But I don't know if Netflix cares. I'm sure they don't care. You know, they just thought it was a cool image.
Right.
And used it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I would think Netflix is thinking.
Right.
However they want to claim in court, you know, if they want to claim that, you know, they're educated about it and they did it anyway, then sure, go ahead.
Right.
So again, in the streaming series, this image of Baphomet is Satan and he is definitely bad. But according to the temple, to them, Satan is a literary figure symbolic of the eternal rebel in opposition rather than a personification of evil.
Yeah.
And a key tenet of members and supporters of the temple is that Satanists deserve as much protection and respect as followers of any other religion.
I agree, but still, if they're going off of image, change your name.
Well, I feel like they're saying, like, if you just go off of, like, an image of, like, Islam, then you're just going to say they're terrorists.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And they're saying, like, well, we're a religion, too. So if you're just going to go off of like our stereotypical image,
that
then
makes
you're wrong.
Sense. Yeah.
And if, you know, people who are Islamic can be angry about it, you know,
we can too.
We're going to be angry about
it. I get it. Okay. Know? Yeah, it makes sense.
So I guess that's what they're trying to say. And they're also saying that the temple is saying that Baphomet is a central part of its efforts to promote like First Amendment values, they support separation of church and state, equal protection, things like that. And they're saying that the use of the symbol associated with evil, it's also apparently in the show related to like cannibalism and murder.
Oh, wow.
Apparently that tarnishes the temple's like image, I guess, of their use of Baphomet.
So they should probably just use a picture of Satan himself.
Right. They should just use a different picture of Satan. I feel like there are a lot of other images.
Right.
Also, they said that the company blatantly misappropriated their image and that the image is unquestionably copied. Because typically Baphomet is traditionally represented with a, like, it has like a goat head, but then it has a figure that is female and so it has breasts. And in the traditional image, it's just the like that figure.
Okay.
There aren't any other figures. But in the temple's image, their Baphomet bears a male chest. And then also in their statue, there is a boy and a girl looking up at Baphomet.
Okay.
But then if you look at their Baphomet, which is, you know, male-chested with children, then if you look at the Netflix image, it is exactly that, which is not the traditional Baphomet.
Okay.
So they're saying you blatantly copied our temple's Baphomet, not just the other ideas of Baphomet. Which if you really do look at a side-by-side image, it's basically the same sculpture.
Yeah.
So I would say it is probably copyrighted, or it is copied. I did not know that they're... their particular image is copyrighted. Right. You know? That's, yeah. I would have thought that's just like public. I don't know what the right word is.
Just so anybody can.
Yeah. Take, anyone, yeah. Like, I can't remember use what that it, word I guess? Is. You know, like the song Happy Birthday is just yeah. like kind of public domain.
Right.
That's the
nobody
word,
has a really.
Domain. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that they had a claim on it. Yeah. But I guess they have a claim on their specific version.
Crazy.
So.
Well, you keep your weirdo version. Over I'm it. Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, they're suing over it. So we'll see where that goes. Maybe yeah. I'll have an update. So good luck. I guess yeah. you're going against giant companies. But that seems to be right. what the Satanists do. So this is just another yeah. day for them.
Yeah.
You know,
injustice
fighting the man.
For them.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Fighting for their right to have their sculpture.
Yeah, there you go.
Not be copied.
Good luck, guys.
Yep, good
gals.
Luck. Yeah, good luck with the Warner
goat
Bros.
Thingy, yeah.
good another luck, Baphomet.
Big company.
Yeah, I wish you the best.
Yeah.
Another story that is a little more uplifting is a story from England, and it's about the frog population there.
So crazy.
This is, like, cute. So, in Warwick, England, there is a group of British conservatists who are installing, like, mesh-covered ladders into roadside drains. Because apparently a lot of frogs fall into these drains and then get stuck.
Oh.
And they can't, like, hop back out. So they made these little ladders that they put inside the gutter so that if they fall into the water, they can hop out. And I saw an image, and that like it's pretty easy for them to use.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. So they just have random frogs hopping around, though?
Yeah, because I guess like when frogs go out to mate, they will leave their pond and go to a different pond, you
oh,
know?
Oh, okay.
And
so
they might have to cross a road or something.
Right. So they end up... like the game?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Frogger. Yeah, and they might end up falling into a drain while avoiding cars.
Oh, okay. Stay alive, guys.
Yeah. So they want them to not have that happen to them. The group is called the Warwickshire Amphibian and Reptile Team. Their acronym is WART.
Makes sense.
Which is perfect.
Love it.
And they have planted 20 of these rust-resistant aluminum ladders, placed them down drains and things that are near typical breeding pools in England, where the frogs will typically go.
Right.
So they're hoping this will boost the dwindling amphibian population.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that they were, like, getting lower.
Oh, amphibians are very... Yeah. I don't know if they're endangered, but frogs have a lot of weird things happening to them.
Yeah.
Because their skin is, like, permeable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, air goes in through their skin and other, like... So that makes toxins really easy to go into their bodies.
Yeah.
So, like, you have a lot of, like... Frogs are like some of the first things you could look at to see if your water is polluted, because you know you'll have a frog with like five legs.
Ew.
You know, because they all like their bodies are so permeable to toxins and things like that, like fertilizer runoff, things like that,
okay.
And other things like newts. You know, like they have the same thing going on.
So it's good to have them around.
Yeah, you know, and they're like pretty good like judges of the health of your area.
Nice.
But they have a lot of things happening to them. There's this weird disease that I read about where like their skin just starts to peel off, and it's like a terrible fungus that's like killing a bunch of frogs. It's spreading across the world.
That's
and they
horrible.
Don't know how to stop it. Yeah. So frogs are extremely vulnerable. So are newts and things like that. So this group is very aware of that problem.
Okay.
And they're trying to keep the frog population going strong as best they can.
Yeah.
So... As I've said, they're called WART, and they want to help the amphibians get across the roads and get to their breeding pools without getting stuck and dying into these drains.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they're saying if they fall into these drains, that's like game over for them. Like typically there's no other way that they can get back out.
Yeah.
So they've installed these ladders and it helps them crawl out and get back to the breeding pools, or if they're leaving that pool, go to a different one, things like that. In 2012, a study in the Netherlands estimated that more than 500,000 small vertebrates, like frogs, toads, newts, end up trapped in, like, they call them gully pots or drains.
Oh, wow.
And that happens each year, which is so sad.
That is sad. That's a lot.
I know.
I didn't know there was that many.
It's a lot. And it's one of the factors, along with habitat loss, that is blamed for common toad numbers declining by 68% in the UK over the past 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and that is according to a 2016 report. And the conservation group is called Frog Life. They're the ones who did the study.
I like these guys.
I know. They have some humor about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they do.
And Wart said that they have seen a drop in the number of amphibians that get trapped in drains since they have put in these ladders.
Go ahead.
And they are designed by the group British Herpetological Society. But the ladders cost £15, in other words, $20. And it is a large price for a local conservation group. And the group is hoping that their endeavors will inspire other groups in, like, the UK to help design these other ladders and to help the amphibians and the invertebrates. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So they're very hopeful. Also, I would say I live in Davis, and in Davis we actually have a frog tunnel.
Wow.
Because they wanted to build an overpass and a road over what was apparently a typical frog crossing. Kind of like this, like for the frogs who go to breeding pools.
Yeah.
Apparently it was a very common road, and they were going to build like a paved road over it where they would get hit by cars.
Oh,
so they built a little tunnel into the side of the overpass to allow them to pass through.
All right.
And it's like near our post office, and you can like, you can see the tunnel because everyone puts a bunch of frog statues nearby it. But apparently I've heard that it's very underutilized.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently like a bunch of groups fought for this tunnel, and apparently it's not used that much.
Okay. So are there just no frogs there to use it?
Well, that's also what I'm thinking about. I'm like, maybe there aren't a lot of frogs. Like, yeah. The population is already dying. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's hard for them to survive out here.
Oh, yeah. And the smoke that we're experiencing now in California.
That's horrible. I hate it.
Also, does a frog know to use a tunnel?
I don't... Yeah, that's what I was going to ask him. Like, are they really that smart?
Like, how does it... Like, it just sees a giant road versus a tiny tunnel.
Yeah.
How is it going to know? Like, a ladder is much easier, I feel
well,
like.
Well, because they're in it already, so right. It's like, just crawl on
right.
up.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the frog braid.
I'll have to investigate the frog ladder. Maybe I'll just go stand by it and count frogs that go through.
It's going
to
be a large waste of time.
I could be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Get some reading material.
Yeah. Or just put like one of those video cameras out that recorded overnight and
just
stuff like that.
Take a GoPro onto it.
There you go. Now you don't have to stay there.
Yeah, I have a feeling there are really no frogs.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, it's cute anyway. Good job, Davis. Good job. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about weird news.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are on to our final story of the episode, and this is one that Ariane and I both find pretty strange.
It really is.
It's very strange. It's also closer to home, you know, because we both know older Dutch men.
Dutch men, yes.
And this would be like if my dad decided to do this.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this gentleman's name is Emil Rattleband, definitely Dutch.
Yeah.
And he has filed a lawsuit against the Dutch government requesting that his date of birth be switched from March 11th, 1949 to March 11th, 1969.
For what?
Right. So he just he just wants his age to be younger.
Yeah.
So apparently, Rattleband is a media personality. He is a motivational guru who specializes in self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And he is comparing his attempts to turn back his age to identifying as transgender. So he is trying to make the claim that if other people can change their name legally or change their gender legally, mm-hmm. he should be able to change his age.
Because it's a form of self-identity. He yes. said he doesn't yes. feel 69.
Right.
He
right.
feels 49.
Right.
So he identifies as 49-year-old.
Exactly. So he's saying because of that, he should be able to legally lower his age.
No, sir. That's yeah. not how it works.
So he has told a court that having an official age that does not reflect his emotional state is a yeah. challenge for his career and his love life.
Love life?
Yeah, so these are his motivations. So he said, This is his quote. When I'm 69, I am limited. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new home and drive a different car. Mm. He has continued to say, I can take up more work. When I'm on Tinder and it says I am 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49 with the face that I have, I will be in a luxurious position.
He used Tinder as an argument. Oh my goodness.
You will be in a luxurious position.
I know. For who, sir? I'm sorry. You still look the age you are.
I know. And still 49? It's not like you're saying you're 29.
Yeah. But nobody would believe that either. I'm like, if you're almost 70 and you look like you're almost 70.
Right. And then he's going to say, like, well, my birth certificate says that I'm 49.
I know.
But you're not.
You're not, though.
You're not. What are they going to do when they ask you about things? You'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that. And they're like, no, you shouldn't.
Yeah. Biologically.
You shouldn't have been alive then.
Yeah. Facts, sir. You were born in 34. Is that 19? What? 49. Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So he says, I feel much younger than my age. I am a young god.
Oh my goodness.
I can have all the girls I want, but not after I tell them I am 69. He said, I feel young, I am in great shape, and I want this to be legally recognized because I feel abused, aggrieved, and discriminated against because of my age. He had a lot of words about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he did. I'm sorry.
He was very upset.
Well.
Also, he said that in exchange for being legally younger, he would agree to renounce his pension.
That is ridiculous.
You must be senile if you're going to renounce your pension.
I know. He might need to be checked, like, mentally.
He's definitely old if he's going to renounce that. Right. That's crazy.
He obviously has a large ego.
Right? He's a young god.
Yeah, and all these women want him, apparently. If they wanted him, now, age ain't nothing but a number. So, they wouldn't want you then. It doesn't matter. What if you're 50 and you look like a 70-year-old? Like, then what's wrong with you?
They don't really want you then. They don't want you for your personality.
Yeah.
They just want you for your number. Mm. Like, that's... I don't know, man.
I'm sorry,
also,
sir.
Also, your pen... Don't give that up. Don't give that up.
Isn't he, like, almost there?
Exactly.
So, you're so close.
I know. It's not worth it. It's really not.
Right.
It'll all catch up with you.
I mean,
you know?
I feel like he should at least... keep his age, get your pension, and then tell girls a lie like everybody else.
Right, exactly.
Like, just lie about your age.
A lot of people do that. I don't know what's holding you back.
Exactly.
And then you have the pension money.
Yeah.
Go on
to
a nice
back
date.
It up. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm a rich, younger guy. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe someone will believe you. And then the judge in this case has acknowledged his argument, but noting that the law does allow people to change their gender. Mm-hmm. However, he also noted that allowing people to change their birth date would mean legally deleting part of their lives.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And a written ruling is expected within 4 weeks.
I have to know what this ruling is. So in 4 weeks, let's do an update.
The people want to know. We'll follow up. That is insane.
I
and
do
the judge is
know.
True. You would legally delete part of your life.
Yeah. And you can't really do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I feel like that wouldn't that like mess up like credit also? Because it's like you can't just say, you know, from, you know, 49 to 69, all the things I've purchased or anything like that doesn't count because I'm still only 49.
I have no idea. That's just so weird. It's like in like movies and people's like memories get wiped and they like can't remember parts of their lives.
Yeah.
Like the Bourne series.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly. And in all those films, people are always trying to get back their lost memories.
Yeah.
Don't just delete them.
Yeah. And then like, even if you did give up your pension and in 3 years you die, you could have been had your pension, been doing, having all the girls you'd like on Tinder.
Right.
And having a ball,
right.
But now you can't, you don't even have your pension money because you're only 49.
Also, you're older. What if you get sick?
Yeah.
You might only have 5 more good years, you know, and then you're going to want that pension money.
Yeah, you will.
I don't know.
Mr. Rattleband?
Rattleband, yep.
I don't wish you the best of luck because I don't really feel like, I'm sorry.
That's weird.
You don't get to do that.
No. That's strange.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you guys know our opinions on that.
Yeah. Update on that in 4 weeks.
I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening.